Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Cosmic channels are back, baby.
Woo! First one of 2022.
If you got a story about UFOs, aliens, cryptids, a theory on anything weird, we're looking to hear from you. Oh, and just like that, caller number one, let's bring him on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Fuck you, I called.
Fuck you, you did.
Woo, nice. Woo.
Fuck you.
Fuck us.
It's your boy, it's Henry.
Oh, it's Henry. I thought it calling sounded familiar.
Calling from the land of the Sam Squatches.
Calling in about
How
Sam.
How you guys doing?
Calling in about Sam Squatches?
So, no. I'm from the land of the Sam Squatches.
Oh, from the land. Gotcha.
California. I just wanted to call and ask a question of you guys, touching on one of the topics I brought up in the past, which is the Fermi paradox, you know, how we haven't found aliens yet, at least that we know of.
Right.
And there's kind of a branch off from the Fermi paradox called the Dark Forest. And the basics of it is, should we be looking for aliens and getting into the whole shoot first, ask questions later scenario because we won't have any way of knowing their intentions or if they're looking for people who are trying to, you know, reach out and then just destroying them. I wanted to ask you guys if you thought we should be looking for aliens and if that might tie into the great filter and be related to, you know, maybe people don't get far because they get killed by a big, massive civilization out there.
I love this theory.
There could be hype, like apex predators out there that are not friendly. That's very right. So like if we're broadcasting our whereabouts and, you know, what to contact, that's the thing is we don't know who is going to answer or when or how or what their plan is. Like it could be anything. They could be peaceful, very similar to us, but it could be a predator.
We're generally right? peaceful.
We're generally peaceful, like I would say in the grand scheme of things, but I'm like, I'm talking like a straight up, no, okay, listen, that's a good point. We don't want to broadcast to any species that's like us in more advance.
Mm, it's true.
Well, any species that's going to be able to fucking travel here to do anything, to either visit us or take us over, they're going to outgun us no matter what. Their technology is going to be way more advanced than ours. We don't stand a fucking
for
chance.
For flight, though, for flight, our right? We've said that before. It doesn't mean just because they're advanced in flight and travel doesn't mean that their weapon technology was the same. Maybe they didn't have the same thoughts, right? Dude, maybe our dirty bombs are fucking cutting edge.
We've talked about this
before. Maybe that's what's been holding us back is our emphasis on, like, weaponized...
Weapons.
Like weapons,
dude,
and technology and shit.
We've talked about this before. Maybe we're just ultra-violent. Maybe we're the most violent species that ever existed. And then, say, another, like, very cooperative, non-violent species doesn't even think about anything to attack each other. all their emphasis on is just travel and exploration. Then they get to Earth and they show up with no weapons, no like shields or whatever. I've always thought
just obliterate them.
Yeah, like, well, they're not they're not going to obliterate us, is what I mean. They're not going to show up with like ultra like plasma weapons from space and just like light up cities. They get here, they're like, oh, we found a new species, and then we just shoot nukes at them.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
Because like me and Zell have talked about this before, like getting high and stuff. Like, there is a chance that like we're a fucking crazy, like, sentient being. Like we can be mortally wounded, keep going. We heal ourselves. We can lose limbs and we keep going. We're actually freaky fucking sentient beings if you were to fight us and you had no idea. Like,
not when you look at us compared to everything else on our planet, though. We're pretty fucking soft.
Yeah, but because of our
think about that.
Because of our smarts. Because of our smarts, yeah. We're ultra predators. Not because of our physical strength or like, you know, fangs and talons and shit, but
yeah, we can't kill anything with our faces.
Not really. Well, yeah, it depends who you are, but as far as your theory, Henry, like, say there was a species that evolved to be, that all they did was, like, they're predators, like, from the movie. Let's just pretend, like, a whole planet, billions and billions of predators, and all they've evolved to do is just hunt things, and they've taken over their planet, and they're so sophisticated that they can scour, like, the near stars and near Earths, and they do find other planets, and that's all they do is just go there, and just, that's their whole purpose, is just hunt shit. I like that theory, as in why any other advanced species, they send out radio signals or whatever other type of frequencies, attract these ultra, you know, multi-galaxy civilizations, and they just come and just wipe you out. And that's their evolution. That's all they do.
Or they've just advanced past where they just need the resources. They're like, oh, civilization, that means they're going to have some of the gear we need, and wipe out the population, take the resources, see you later.
Fun.
Yeah, that's what I think is, if there is a civilization out there that is capable of like detecting others, I feel like once you get to the stage where you're doing interstellar space travel, you're probably like past the point where you're organic. So it might not be a matter of fighting for like organic resources and stuff like that, but more so just going to planets, harvesting something that is rare to you but doesn't mean anything to these lower level civilizations, and then just leaving.
Like, cold and calculated, like, we don't, I don't care.
That makes sense to me, because there's got to be something that's driving the innovation, right? Like, you look at us, like, that's our warfare has advanced our technology fucking tenfold, right? So they obviously need to be doing some type of exploring or warfare or something like that to get that technology, you'd think.
Ultra predators, they develop technology just to take over other civilizations faster.
What if they just want to have a giant intergalactic kegger? I mean, that'd be fucking perfect.
That would be, you know what? That's on this show. That's actually what we hope for.
Yeah.
That's what we're hoping for. They show up one day.
We get some burnt pancakes, you guys.
Yeah, you get
Italian
entities is cooking up bite-sized saltless pancakes. That's what we're looking for.
It'd just be Fermi pancakes.
Fermi pancakes. Yep. Yeah, that's a...
All right, well, thanks, you guys. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Henry. That's actually a good case file for us, is just have, like, sit down for an hour and just talk about all the different theories about that.
For me, paradox, all the
different
all
types,
that,
yeah. That'd be fun.
All right, thanks, Henry.
We got a quick shout-out to 8-Bit Villain. Shot us a little
too,
donation. He says, hello, boys. How's she going, eh? I want to shout-out my sexy lady, Zyrusha. For getting me hooked on the show. Love you guys.
Cheers.
Hey.
Right on. Fuck yeah. Zyrusha's on our Patreon, isn't she?
Yeah. Thank you, sexy lady Zyrusha, for getting your man hooked on the show.
Hooked on the show.
Yeah.
All right. Just like that.
Your spouse isn't hooked on the show. Time to go.
Time to take a hike. All right. Another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
How you guys doing tonight?
Good, brother. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Adam from Fort Worth, Texas.
Adam from Fort Worth. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's good to be on.
What do you got for us tonight?
I was just calling about, I got a couple of, just a couple quick, I guess, shadow people, ghost voices.
All right, before.
I've experienced in the last 2 years.
Before we continue with that story, we got one question we have to ask. Were you dreaming? Or do you think you were dreaming?
I was not dreaming.
Perfect.
I was not dreaming. 100% I was awake.
This is going to get awkward if he was.
Yeah, I had the silence.
We still have yet to hang out with someone. Nope. Hang up on someone.
But all right, let's hear some awoke shadow people. I mean, that could be terrifying.
Woke shadow people.
So,
awoke.
Some woke. They just come in to fucking correct your pronouns. Yeah. And
all right.
So the first experience I had, I was laying in bed, but I was 100% awake. My girlfriend at the time was sleeping next to me. So I lay on my left side. So my bedroom door was to my back. And I remember turning over to kind of just like put my arm around her and go to sleep. And we would keep a light on in our living room. And I could see a perfect silhouette of a person, just completely black, no facial features, nothing, just standing right in my doorway.
Oh.
And you know that feeling when you can like, you can feel like eyes just kind of glaring at you?
Yeah.
And yep. That was just the feeling I got. So I'm staring at this like black mass standing in my doorway, and I'm shaking my girlfriend at the time, her name was Mallory, and I'm like, Mallory, there's somebody in the house right now. And she's like, what? And I'm like, there's somebody in the fucking house. And she wakes up and looks at me. I look at her. I look back at the door, and there's nobody there. I get up. I turn all my lights on in my apartment. There's nobody there. We had an alarm system, too. So anybody that would have gotten in, we would have heard some kind of alarm. So that was the first really, like, legit experience I ever had that kind of, like, fucked me up.
Can I ask before you continue?
So back forward.
No, so you've seen this shadow person, like the silhouette, like how tall? Like the full door frame or?
Yeah. So their head was like, it went past the top of the door frame. So they were like, it was a tall,
like 6'6" plus kind of figure.
Yeah, probably about 7 feet tall, honestly.
Any identifiable features?
No, it was just black.
Just straight black.
There was no facial features. Yeah, but I could feel eyes just staring at me.
All right, you're saying fast
forward. So the next one, yeah. So the next one, this was a voice. I'm with my wife now. Her and I had a daughter in 2019. So for about the first 6 months, I would sleep on the couch because, you know, they would co-sleep and I snore. So I would wake the baby up and she would get pissed off. I would sleep on the couch. So my wife, she'll hum or she'll sing "You Are My Sunshine" to put her to sleep. So I'm sitting on my couch. I'm probably playing like PlayStation or something. And I hear humming because our bedroom was the room right behind where our couch was. And I hear humming and I was like, oh, this is, you know, Amy's just singing Mara to sleep. I look at the baby monitor and Amy is like in a cold, dead sleep and Mara is just standing up. But I hear a woman humming in the room behind me and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I fucking bust in the room. Amy wakes up and man, that one dude, fucked me up too.
I'd be fucking tucking my kid like the Heisman Trophy. Stiff arming my old lady that's in the way and getting the, like high stepping out of that fucking room.
Just
dude.
Boots the front door open, runs away.
Gone.
And I was like, "Were you just singing?" And she was like, "No." Like it was. Yeah, that one was like equally as terrifying as the shit. I mean, I'm probably not equally, but yeah, those are the two big. But I've heard like voices and like even in that same place when we were living in Austin where I heard the humming, my wife heard somebody in her ear. She was folding laundry and she heard somebody in her ear just go like right in her ear. And that building was old. I think it was from the 70s and it was kind of, you know, I don't know the history of it, but yeah, we don't live there anymore though.
Right. Quick question about the, she's singing "You Are My Sunshine." Was this other apparition or whatever, was it like mimicking her? Was it singing the same tune?
Yes. Yeah, that's why I automatically assumed that it was my wife singing it. And when I looked at the baby monitor and paused, she was asleep.
Oh,
yeah.
Nope.
Pretty terrifying.
Just some shadow demon just mimicking. what it heard. Oh,
yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
No, I feel uncomfortable.
What do you think that kind of stuff is? What's your theory on that?
I mean, I try to remain as, I guess, skeptical as I can, but at the same time, when you see something like clear as day, and like I said, I hadn't just woken up. It was like, I was awake, just kind of like on my phone bullshitting. I turn over and I just see this 7-foot-tall, unidentifiable, like, person standing in my doorway. It was very, kind of shook me. And then the humming is just a whole different level of, like...
Oh, dude, no doubt.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
But, yeah, that's all I got for you guys tonight. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, we hear, like, sighs and footsteps all the time, but nothing really concrete because it can be explained by maybe neighbors or, you know, whatever. But if I see or hear anything else, I'll call in and
let us know.
Yeah, make sure to call back.
Terrifying.
Yeah, for sure. Just want to let you guys know, keep up what you guys are doing, man. The show is awesome. It gets me through my work days, makes them a lot more entertaining. So
cheers. That's why we do it.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, yeah.
Brother.
All right, have a good night.
Appreciate y'all.
Thanks for the call.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
So it's weird that we got a Shadow Man story. I forgot to tell you guys. I'm not gonna name the person that sent me this text message because I feel like if they listened, they'd be upset.
Sure.
So I'm not gonna say anything, but I got
a text
message.
But they might be upset because they listen anyways, and then they know it's you.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Yeah, but he's not telling who it is
for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna say the name. So I got a text message today from my buddy saying his son woke up at 5:45 this morning. So he went into his room and he's like, he wasn't crying. He wasn't upset. He was just up and he was standing up and he looked at his dad. His kid is a little bit younger than my kid, maybe like 3 months, and looked at his dad and said, "The Shadow Men are coming."
Oh my God.
And and my buddy's not into any of this shit. The only reason he's ever listened to this show is because like he wanted to know what the hell we were doing. Like
the Shadow Men are coming,
dude. What the fuck, right? And like this kid could barely talk. He just turned two. No, it's fucking terrifying.
He's at babbling stage, but he gets out. The Shadow Men are coming.
Well, he's a little bit past he can speak. He's not babbling, but he's not completing sentences.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and like my buddy's straight edge. His kid doesn't watch TV. Nothing like.
The Shadow Men are coming. That is nope. And then he calls you, lets you know.
Oh, dude. I'm like, I didn't want to know that.
Oh, dude, that's terrifying.
Were you awake or asleep?
he sent me that and I just texted the fuck off.
That's the last thing.
Just Henry sent us $20. He said, always a pleasure coming on the show.
Peace, Henry.
Round for the boys and towards the hair fund from Mexico for Andrew. Also, Andrew, there's a demon behind you. Don't look.
I'll never look.
Hey, don't look.
I'll never look behind me ever again.
Hey, listen, there's just never. So you know that we're splitting that four ways for four hair transplants.
A follicle each.
One follicle each. All right, let's bring another caller on the line. Boys.
The follicle fund. That's what we should call it from now on.
Hell yeah.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Patreon.com. Join our follicle fund.
Hello.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
This is Marlena from Virginia.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, Marlena.
Hey. So I've got some ghost stories for you guys of sightings that my coworkers have seen.
Perfect.
So I work at a park and a campground, and it also happens to be on a Civil War battle site, just like most of Virginia.
Nice.
And yes. So we have, I just want to preface this by saying that we have park rangers that work for us that are trained in the police academy. So like they know what they're doing.
Right.
Got some Ranger Smiths out there.
We have two buildings. One is like an education building, and the other is where the people check into the campground. And they've had ghost sightings in both. So the education one is actually on the site of an old Civil War house, where the farmer like abandoned the house for the Civil War soldiers to use, and we find like artifacts and stuff all the time from it. So there was one night where one of the rangers was there at like 4 a.m. and we have security cameras that go all around the building. And he's looking on the security cameras and there's a a man standing by his car at 4 a.m. So he's like, what the fuck? And he goes out with his gun and there's no one there. And then there was another time that this girl was closing up the building, and we have these like displays with reflective glass, and she's closing all the lights down, and she sees a reflection of a Civil War soldier standing behind her in the glass.
Like a full body, like you make out the whole figure?
Yeah, like she saw his face.
What made her think that it was, like, what details, like, she was sure that it was a Civil War soldier? Like,
I'm just assuming that everyone for Virginia knows exactly what a Civil War soldier is.
Well, I'm saying, was it a Union or was it a Confederate soldier?
Yeah. So it was a Union soldier.
And how did she know that?
Yeah, so he was wearing a uniform, and we have a we also do wildlife rehab in that building. And so that woman was staying there late one night, and the building had been closed, and she heard children playing out in the lobby after everything had been closed. And she was sure it wasn't any of the animals because she had released the last animal that day.
Oh, so she's getting some
Civil War soldier kids, or...
I think it was probably from the farmhouse that had been built on the same property. So
did kids from the farmer house die there?
They don't know. Could have been.
Who knows? I don't know. But that's the only explanation I have. Because, like, the Civil War soldiers make sense.
Yeah.
But the kids, my only thought is, like, the farmhouse. Because you can go behind that building and still find, like, bricks of where the frame was.
Oh, so like it's original
not,
building.
It's not that far. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then in the other building, which is actually pretty new, one of the rangers one night was in there by himself and heard all of the windows shake from one end of the building down to the other end of the building and then come back. Like someone was running down, knocking it.
Oh, that's fucking creepy.
Anyone out there? Yeah.
Even if that's just someone trying to fuck with them, that's a terrible, terrible, terrifying prank.
I know. Yeah. And they've gone out there with like flashlights and guns and not found anyone. And that's happened multiple times, both the windows, and they've heard people like walking on the ceiling, like big boots stomping.
Mm. Oh, just like thump, 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 thump.
I don't want to hear that other time other than December 24th. I don't want to ever fucking hear that.
Even then, I don't trust that motherfucker on the roof.
That's true. Just come take your cookies.
Thief.
You can kiss your mom.
Yeah. Whatever else the
could
guy
also
does.
Be Krampus, you don't know.
Or it could be Krampus. Yeah. That's true.
We believe the Belschnickel around here.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah, there's so many of those stories, especially around that region, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about...
And so the management, this isn't even just like the people working here, the management of the park know that it's a thing because like they actually caught a figure sitting on a hill one time for this. We put out like a calendar every year. So one of the pictures that went in the proof of the calendar had like a figure sitting in the background and they photoshopped it out before they released the calendar.
Oh, what?
That would have sold more copies if they left it in.
Dude, I know. I wish they hadn't caught it.
You could have got that to Tim Skulline. He could have zoomed it in real close and found out what it was.
I don't think it was zoomed in enough.
Were they using a digital camera or a film camera?
I think it was digital. I'm not sure. I wasn't working there yet when they took that picture. One of my coworkers just showed it to me. I'll have to see if I can get the picture from her because it's really creepy.
Oh, yeah, send it to us.
Send it to us.
Has Tim been there? I don't know. This is in a stomping ground, isn't it?
Well, Tim's
Williamsburg. It depends.
Williamsburg.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to travel around Virginia, though.
I'm not far from there. It's like 30 minutes for me.
Yeah, it's all the same region, though, right? All that like Civil War ghosty region. What's that big battle? Is that Gettysburg? Is that around
Gettysburg.
There as well? That's in Virginia.
It's in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
I mean, it pairs in comparison to the Battle of Shroot Farm, but
pretty big one. Battle of Shroot.
We had a couple. We have like Haymarket. Like we have Haymarket and what's the other one? We got Bull Run.
Like, we have a couple, I mean, we have a number of battlefields that were pretty, pretty brutal.
Where people lined up and just shot one pound lead balls at each other.
Yep. You stand 20 feet away from each other and just shoot.
until you run out of ammo. What a weird battle tactic.
We have a full cannonball, like original cannonball, in the education building too. That someone just like found out on the property.
It's impressive how heavy those cannonballs are. Like, yeah, they're like the size of a softball almost, but they're like 60 pounds. Like,
well, they're like lead, like pure lead.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's pretty heavy.
I took it out of the closet to show someone one time and almost like fell over. I was not expecting it to be so heavy.
Yeah, they're crazy heavy. And then that just like ricochets through like 14 bodies.
Did you see that picture that's going around social media right now of like that chest plate armor and the giant hole in the chest from the fucking cannonball?
I did see that. Yeah. Like a breastplate and there's a giant, huge hole through it.
From a Napoleonic soldier, yeah.
Fucking crazy.
What a time to be alive back then.
Well, thank you.
Not really. If you didn't die on the battlefield, you died of fucking dysentery, so not really fun.
Dysentery or infection or some other type of illness?
Well, yeah, it's like more civil soldiers died of like infection and battlefield.
Braden lived through dysentery at the fucking SkyTrain station. He made it.
It's not that bad.
Braden's dysentery unleashed a plague onto the world, so.
He did. Ground zero.
Yeah. Oregon Trail's not that realistic. It wasn't that bad.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling in, sharing your friend's stories. I mean, that whole region just seems, there's countless stories out of there. It's fucking wild.
Yeah. Get those pics for us.
Yeah, send the pic.
Yeah, I'll try. The girl that doesn't work there anymore, but I'll see if I can get it from someone else.
Perfect. Right,
do your best.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
We should just start calling him the Skull Lion. That's it.
Screw Tim's out. The Skull Lion.
Yeah, the Skull Lion.
You should start a podcast. The Skull Lion Podcast. That's amazing.
Yeah, he should be the first show on our network.
Call him up.
It's a podcast where he only describes the pictures he's taken.
And there's no video to reference.
No live stream. Maybe he'll get live streams for 100.
If he's lucky. All right, let's bring another caller on. Hello, Cosmic Channels. Hello? Somebody's there.
Is it Tom?
Are you muted?
Come on, do it, buddy.
Got 3-second warning.
The Skull Lion, is that you?
Gonna hang up on that one?
Yeah, it's gone.
Unbelievable.
I don't know what happened there.
Call back.
Call back.
Civil War soldier.
He's fucking close to you, Dan. You're going down, buddy.
You keep talking trash. They're soon going to be out of your window.
Hey,
buddy.
Dan, if you log into the fucking Snapchat and do what Braden did, you're getting in big trouble, bud. Because there's a lot more people close to you than there is close to Braden.
Yeah, that's why I don't use Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I had no idea.
I didn't know. I've never even logged into the Snapchat.
You keep that thing running 24/7 just so you get chance encounters.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I am Braden. Oh my god.
By the way, all right.
Did you find out by my Snapchat?
Braden's social medias are. He has to maintain a presence.
He does. All right. Another caller. Here we go. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey boys, what's up?
What's
going on? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jay. I'm from Ontario. Jay. I'm calling from New Zealand though.
Calling from what? New Zealand. Holy shit!
How'd you get there? Yeah, look.
I've been here for a couple of years now. Got here just before COVID hit, so I've just been kind of living the life, you know.
Nice. Yeah, New Zealand's an awesome place, man. I did a 2-week road trip there one time. It was unreal.
Yeah.
We're about.
Yeah, he did a road trip. Fucking bullshit.
Road trip to an island.
No, he went to Mount Doom to cast the One Ring into the fires of Mordor.
That was the part. That's what he did. I actually did climb Mount Doom when I was there, but
he had to rally up his ring race. That's what he had to do.
I did a road trip from Auckland to Milford Sound and back.
Fucking King of Angmar over here.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we just drove.
Auckland to Milford Sound, eh?
Yeah, we just drove, stopped in places. We did Christchurch and Queenstown and Milford Sound. And it was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Great place.
I'm down near Queenstown right now, yeah.
Yeah, that place is very similar to where we live in BC.
Oh yeah,
with the valley
very
and the lake.
From Ontario.
Well, yeah, very different from Ontario for sure. Anyways, what do you got for us tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have talked much on this, but what are your thoughts on the Fermi paradox?
Oh, we just kind of talked about it at the start of the episode. If you weren't
oh,
watching.
Oh, really? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to get connected to his.
But we'll sum it up quick because we can't go again. But pretty much
what
was talked
enough.
About today was maybe the reason that the Fermi paradox exists is there might be some ultra like predator race that anytime you project like signals into space, they just come and either steal your resources and wipe you out or something like that.
Well, that's called the Dark Forest.
The Dark Forest, sorry, yeah.
Oh yeah,
the Dark Forest.
Kind of sounds like we're fucked then.
Well, so,
if you're really interested in it, you might want to. I don't know if you've read it or you heard of it, but the Third Body Problem, like the trilogy by Shishin Liu.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, and that's
a trilogy. It just came out. I think they're adapting it into a Netflix series or something like that. Pretty sure that one goes pretty nutballs.
Yeah, but it has to
do with a lot of that.
Yeah, it's a really cool theory, and we actually talked about it. We should probably do a case file on that. So.
Oh, and then recently they even had a corollary. Theory that they put on the Fermi paradox called the Red Sky paradox, which is another one. If you want to look that up,
what's that?
Pretty fun.
What's Red Sky paradox?
The Red Sky paradox is basically the idea, or it's like the probability that we are an outlier in some of the like the existence of intelligent life. That technically, the most common type of star in the universe or the observable universe or galaxy that we're within are red dwarf stars.
Yeah.
And the red dwarf star is like by numbers, they outnumber our type of like our yellow sun.
Oh, red dwarfs are like 80% of the galaxy, pretty much.
Right. So it's like, why is intelligent life like us existing around a yellow star when red stars are more numerous and
stable?
Technically they're more stable. They're more stable than some other things. So there's a couple other resolutions that they have that are pretty cool. But the discussions on that, they just published a paper like in December about it. It's a couple scientists. Got in on it.
Dude,
it's
have you
fun.
Ever seen the like image of where we're at on the like in the Milky Way galaxy? We're in the fucking boonies.
Yeah, we're out on the outer disk there.
We're way out there. We're closer to the outside than the center.
We're in the outer rim territory. Yeah.
It's lawless out here. It's the wild west.
It is. Anyways, that's.
Well, something of. What's that? Sorry, go ahead.
No, keep going.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, something I've always kind of thought of is, like, with the whole, where are they? Like, what if we are just kind of the ones that are going to be discovering other planets and other life forms? Like, because they say, I mean, like, we've been, the Earth is, what, 4 billion years old? So they say other planets should have been around long enough to be...
2022 years old. Nice try, though, bud.
What's that?
It's 2022. Oh,
sorry, not the Earth. Sorry, our universe.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Good. No, I think you're actually right. I think you're right on the Earth. Actually, on the 4 billion. The universe is something like 11 plus or something.
14 billion years on the entire universe itself. Actually, I think is what it is.
Since the Big Bang, if you go with that theory.
Yeah. And then I guess not us, but Earth, yeah, it's been around 4 billion. We've only been around for thousands, yeah. But anyways, with the whole other like planets having more time to develop, I mean, that's, you know, you can only surmise that. So I've always wondered, like, what if we are just further along, you know, in our evolutionary timeline? Like,
well, think about this. What if we're just not considered intelligent?
It's true.
What if, in terms of if life does exist in the universe, maybe it's extremely different from what we are. Maybe we are an outlier, and that we're just not considered intelligent at all.
And I would have to. The only reason that I would lean towards that there's got to be more is because some of these planets, right, are their galaxies and stars are formed long before ours. Mm. So there was a lot more time for life and stuff to, you know, come to fruition. Rather than, you know, mm-hmm. our stars being the first one, some outlier yellow star.
Yeah, there's like, there's tons of,
I mean, if you really, if you really think about it and you factor in the idea that perhaps like carbon, our type of life, our carbon based life is the outlier. Maybe that life comes in a myriad of forms, or maybe there's a more common type of life out there. And then when, if they looked at us, they're not even able to communicate with us. So they wouldn't even consider us intelligent.
If they observed
us by somehow they observed us either, you know, perhaps it's, you know,
maybe other intelligent life like is that. So large that we look like fleas.
I mean, they're insects. They're just like they don't even care. They just pass over us or through us even. Just like don't care.
They just look, they look at the earth and they don't, or maybe they don't even see us. Like we don't see air. Like it's just, we're just not there.
We don't register on them. Maybe it's just some type of like, if you want to like go into like the consciousness area, maybe it's just like we don't even show up on their radar.
And their wavelength.
Yeah. It's like they can't perceive us kind of thing.
Exactly.
Or they don't care to. Maybe they just kind of like perceive us as like, like we perceive wind. Like we know air is there. Like air passes through and we're like, okay, it's there, but nothing you can really do about it. Why do we, you know?
As far as we know, the people who control the wind are really smart. We don't know. No, there's tons of good theories on that. Just like, why us? Why, if our planet's pretty young compared to the universe, why has there not been? And that's the paradox.
Yeah, it's gotta
like,
be.
Like it's either like everyone gets wiped out by their own planet or a cataclysm from like a,
or there's a super intelligent AI out there that's just consuming solar systems for energy and resources and just building bigger and bigger.
It's coming, man.
It doesn't even exist in the place that we are looking for it. It exists in super cold areas that we're not even considered that life could exist, because you only can have an AI with that generates that amount of heat existing in super cold areas of the galaxy, and we're not even checking those areas.
Within the next 5 years, we're gonna have some sort of confirmation of some sort of life on another planet.
From James Webb.
Right? Whether that be basic, microscopic, doesn't matter. As soon as we find life on another planet, that's it. If there's some microscopic life on Mars, life's not rare. It's everywhere. And then it's just finding those Goldilocks zones. So it's like, you know, I think in the next 10 years, our knowledge of the universe is going to grow exponentially.
I agree.
I mean, we're definitely going to have nice pictures.
Great fucking pictures coming with that James Webb.
that's another thing I'm thinking about too, is the James Webb. I've been kind of following that and waiting for it.
It just opened its big like golden disc today, I believe.
It's fully deployed now.
Yeah, it's ready to go.
Considered fully deployed, and it's just got to go through its system.
Now it's supposed to be, what, another 3 months? 3 months before we start getting...
Until you start seeing stuff, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's super cool though.
Yeah, it's fucking... That's the biggest news of any type of astronomy science in forever. Like, this is huge. It's going to be so awesome. Sure. All right, brother, we're going to keep the show rolling, but we appreciate the call.
Yeah, cheers.
All right, have a good night.
Good chatting with you guys.
You too.
You too.
Bye. Hey, it's a fun little theorizing cosmic channels tonight.
Woo, love it.
Fun. And just like that, man, people are lined up. You know, we took a 3-week break because of the holidays and stuff, so... People have been jonesing. So
let them build up.
Build up. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello?
Hello, you're live.
Hey, boy.
How's it going?
I got a spooky one.
Hey, tell us who you are and where you're calling from, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem. I actually called in not too long ago. I think it was Cosmic Channels 4.2 or 3.
Nice.
And it was one of my co-workers had,
Is your coworker story?
Crystal. Yeah. No. The old one. When I called in previously, it was about my coworker that, killed herself.
Oh, Crystal. We did give a shot. Yeah. We'd give a raise a glass to her.
Yep. That's right. Y'all put shot. Yeah. Y'all drank to that.
All right. What do you got for us tonight?
All right. Tonight, by the way, it's, I moved from Canton to Arizona.
Nice.
Nice and warm.
So, happy with it?
I'm liking it so far. Nice and warm.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, all right. So I'll start this off with, I was around, let's say 6 or 7. And I wasn't asleep, laying in bed. So no dream police.
Perfect.
But no, I was laying in bed watching The Simpsons, and my door creaked open, and I saw like a dark shape or a dark, like, you know, dark outline of a head lean in with a ponytail. And my mom at the time was working as a waitress, so I assumed it was my mom. And it, the dark shadow, like, leaned in and went, "Hey," my actual name is Peyton. The shadow went, "Hey, Peyton, Peyton." And I turned over and was like, kind of like not turned over, but kind of like looked up at my door. I was like, "Yeah, mom." And then the shadow kind of turned. That was my dags. Sorry. But, yeah, no. Turned, looked over, and then looked at me, like, dead straight on. And then slowly kind of just peeled his head back. Like, pulled away from the door.
Just kind of, like, poked around the corner. Shadowy face, and then just kind of just pulled back.
Yeah, and I got up to kind of, you know, inspect because, you know, curious. And
braver than us.
Went out, looked around. No one was in the hallway. I mean, no one was in the house that was like, shouldn't have been there. And yeah, boys, it just kind of creeped me the fuck out.
Something peeked through your doorway.
Listen, all I know is that Steven Seagal owns a house in Arizona, and he has a ponytail, and there's not a lot of rhyme or reason for the things he does in life.
You know,
there's a chance.
Mike Tyson owns a house in Arizona. I could have him help me out.
Yeah, he
Mike Tyson.
So he could have, you know what I mean? The ponytail's the dead giveaway
for the Seagal. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was Seagal, he probably would have gave you some kind of cool arm lock.
Seagalter, like, guy?
You on your is head.
That what I'm he hearing? He would have slapped you a couple times or something.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing, boys, is a Seagaltergeist.
Seagaltergeist.
Oh, hey! That's good. Nice.
Yeah, that's...
Nailed it.
That's fucked, though. Like,
you get,
like,
even more... I'm more terrified now.
That is...
This has gotten worse.
This has gotten worse for you. We're sorry.
I mean... I mean,
you're not a terrorist trying to take over an aircraft carrier, or you're not a Jamaican drug lord, so I think you should be okay.
You don't attract
Steven
Seagal. I don't
belong in a movie that only has a 3-name title.
It's fair.
Golden years.
Yeah, that's fucked, though. Like, something was there. You, like, swore you seen it. You follow it out, and it's not there.
Definitely spooked me. It looked at me. It came out the door. Fucking not 3 seconds later.
It's terrifying.
Fuck. Yep.
By the way, and you're growing the beard.
Yeah, it's the fucking Andy. It's my COVID beard. I'm the COVID kid right now, so I've been off work for a little bit.
Yeah, what's going on? Your sponsor's not hooking you up with the shavers or what?
Well, that's why all the beards look trimmed.
Hey, buddy, this is the only hair on my body, pal. Everything else, aerodynamic.
Oh, Manscaped for the neck down, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose so. Oh, fucking, I mean, no, you can give it a good rinse. Use it for the top half.
Oh, you could. Yeah, there's nothing saying you can't, you could, yeah. But you shouldn't cross the line, you know?
Yeah.
You shouldn't cross the line.
It's different hairs, man. It's different hairs.
Yeah,
it's
true. You keep the tools separate. You use the right tool for the job.
Yeah,
absolutely. This is true.
Dan's always selling. Look at this guy.
It works. I got myself the Manscaped 200. What
nice.
Is this, 2.0?
Hey, you can't go wrong.
Fuck yeah.
Can't go wrong.
It's pretty good. Works. I like the toner myself. Hey. I put on some of the ball deodorant.
The ball deodorant.
I was going to say, the ball toner, boys.
Hey.
Fucking works.
That shit works.
Beauty.
Shit works. Hey, all right, brother.
Gotcha. Don't want to clog the lines.
Yeah, we keep the show rolling, but we appreciate the call.
All right.
All right, have a good night.
Keep that ball deodorant rolling.
Oh, we will. You as well. Bye. The guy calling from Manscaped or what?
Yeah, He was just checking to make sure we weren't
make sure we didn't
talking
fuck
bad
up.
About Manscaped. Yeah. He's like, all right, they're good. They're good.
Yeah, pass the test.
All right.
All right, we got time for a few more calls. Let's bring another one on.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, motherfuckers. This is T-Hall from West by God, Virginia, but I'm calling from El Paso.
West by God, Virginia, but calling from El Paso. Perfect.
I saw your snap story from the monster. Where were you? The bog monster, Dan, there? How cool is that?
It was a Monster Mart in South Arkansas. That fucking place was that place ruled, but then I shit my pants hard in their bathroom.
It happens.
And I blew up so bad, dude. I was in there for like 40 minutes, and I was like, we got to get the fuck out of here.
That does happen.
It was bad.
And when's the next time you're dropping an episode of Conspiracy Hall?
Dude, I wish to God we could get back on the Conspiracy Hall train, but our lives are so filled with bullshit that we have stopped Conspiracy Hall for the time being. But it will be back in probably 4 years.
Nice.
That's a bullshit. That's a bullshit. Get it going again.
Mark the, yeah, you mark heard the it here calendars, before. Everyone.
Four years 26. From today. Yeah, 4 years from today, Conspiracy Hall will return.
That's right. Yeah. better than ever.
Perfect. We await
the
day.
We broke the news. You heard it here first on Cosmic Channels.
All right. So, boys, I got a paranormal story for you guys, and this just happened last night, so it's fresh as hell.
Oh, shit.
Perfect.
So I got to preface the story first. I'm also like six shiners in, so I'm a little inebriated on the beer.
That's okay.
So just bear with me. I'll try to keep it short. Like I said, I got to preface it first. So my sister and I, Savannah, we took a road trip from Virginia to El Paso, helped her move down here. And so we get to El Paso and we're like, what the fuck are we going to do in El Paso? There's not much there. But there's a lot to do there. So we said, hey, ghost story or ghost tour, let's do a ghost tour. So we sign up for a ghost tour to the Concordia Cemetery, cemetery in El Paso.
Concordia Cemetery. Yeah.
Yeah. Super famous cemetery. It's like home to 66,000 dead people.
Wow.
Super spooky. Yeah.
Oh, I hope like, they're dead.
Fucking insane. 66,000 people. Anyway. So we booked this thing and we book it with the Paso del Norte Paranormal Society. And I was like, well, that sounds pretty legit. Let's fucking go to this. So we show up at night. They open up the gates. They welcome us in. We go into the cemetery and we're waiting around. And they say, all right, we're going to start the tour. They hand out EMF readers. They've got a fucking voice box. They've got a fucking Ouija board. They got all this shit. And we're like, oh, my God, I wasn't expecting this. And we start to walk around the cemetery, get a little history. No, they got fucking equipment. So anyway, we're walking through the cemetery. And the guide is telling us a good story and whatever. And she's like, hey, we're going to go to this place called the Vortex. I'm like, fuck. In the back of my head, I'm like, fuck me. The Vortex, what? Whatever. So we go to the Vortex and she's like, you're standing in the place where Richard Ramirez was tied and bound by his dad. And you guys know Richard Ramirez is the Night Stalker.
Night Stalker.
Yeah.
Night Stalker. He's like, she was like, he's from El Paso. He was brought here when he was a young boy. He was caught stealing. His father bound and tied him to this spot in the Concordia Cemetery and left him here to repent his sins.
Fuck.
So I'm like, what in the fucking fuck? Anyway, so they're telling other stories. They're talking about John Wesley Hardin. He's like a notorious gunslinger. He like killed like 40 fucking people and shit. And so like we're walking to all these different sites, and I've got the Savannah the whole time. She had the EMF reader in her hands. Like she's the one like doing the little EMF shit and is like going off every once in a while. And I had my camera, so I was like taking pictures. But I was like, hey, let's switch halfway through. And this is right after the Vortex. When they talked about Richard Ramirez. So we switch, and she gives me the EMF reader. So we're walking to this next site, and all of a sudden, the EMF reader's going off. I'm like, hey, Savannah, check this out. That's cool. There's a ghost near us. Wow, awesome. And this fucking thing's like peeking real hard. And all of a sudden, dude, in the middle of my palm, I got this sensation that I was electrocuted, almost like if you pulled a like electrical socket, like you like touched something, like if you pulled it out, you got zapped. It zapped me hard as a motherfucker in the middle of my palm for like 3 seconds, good enough for where I dropped the EMF reader. I shook my hand. I went, motherfucker, what the fuck? And I was like shaking my hand hard as shit. And like people are like looking around, like, what the hell is going on? I look at Sven, I was like, I just got electrocuted. I just got attacked by fucking ghosts.
Fuck.
So I'm gonna try to wrap it up. We continued walking. I stopped one of the guys and told him what happened. He was like, wow, that's crazy, man, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So we go to this next site. They talk about some other shit. And then we walk back in the same spot that I got electrocuted at. I'm holding the EMF reader. And I'm telling Savannah, like, I'm almost like retelling the story again to her. I'm like, this is where I got electrocuted. As soon as I said that, the shit went off again, hard as fuck. It was like, pop, 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 pop. And I got electrocuted. Dude, not this time. This time it was even worse. My hand was electrocuted. It wrapped around my fucking wrist. It went up my arm. And I went, fuck, god damn, fuck this shit. Get me the fuck out of here. And Sven was like, oh my god, it's happening again. I handed it to her and I was like, fuck this. I'm not touching this thing again. I'm over it. And yeah, that was Concordia fucking Cemetery. Look it up, guys. It's there's so much history there. It's all fucking weird. It's fucked up. I hate it. I don't ever want to go back.
I will never do a ghost tour unless they have all that equipment. That's awesome.
Yeah, no. So, when we got here, I was like, we've got to do, like let's do a ghost tour. And I was looking up ghost tours. And for hours, I was looking up ghost tours. Couldn't find anything. And then randomly, I, like, went through a rabbit hole of websites, like Reddit, Facebook, and then I like landed on a weird public Facebook meeting, and that's the ghost tour that we ended up booking. And I was like, this is gonna be fucking sketchy. But when we got there, it was the coolest thing ever. It was like a paranormal group from El Paso. It was awesome.
Man, that's fucking wild.
Just quick question. Did you guys have your phones on you? Did they let you keep your phones?
Yeah, I had my phone in my pocket.
Okay.
Are you thinking, Dan, that that's why the EMF readers were going off?
It's possible. No, I can't explain the electrocution. Maybe it's a faulty wired EMF.
They don't. The EMFs don't work like that. Like, even if I would have to put my cell phone directly in front of the EMF reader.
Have you properly calibrated your EMF meter?
He's got a perfectly calibrated EMF meter.
It was fucking calibrated, guaranteed by Amazon.com.
Did they give you the instructions on how to properly calibrate it? Because any tool that you use, I'm pretty sure you should calibrate it every time before you use it.
When's the last time you've been calibrated? Because the only tool here is you.
I calibrate every morning when I wake up. That's part of my boot up sequence. So
that is a 20-minute boot up sequence every morning.
Those EMF readers have a 9-volt battery. That's what runs them. It's just a little 9-volt. So there's no way 9 volts delivered straight up.
Oh no, I'm not saying that that's what electrocuted you. I'm just saying that I just want you to know if they let you keep your phones, because that sometimes can interfere with EMF things, because that kind of, for me, like being ghost hunting, I would be like, everybody lock your phones in your car. We're going to go out there. We're going to go with that. Just in case the EMFs go off, that's one less thing that could have possibly affected our ghost hunt. So
I had my camera and I would like, and I'm like a little skeptical too. So I was like bringing my camera up to it, like close to the EMF reader, and like, it didn't set it off at all ever. So and every time, like,
were their EMF readers properly calibrated?
Who knows? I don't know. I don't know.
Who knows?
It looks scary as fuck.
Always ask before you take somebody else's EMF if it's been properly calibrated.
Hey, but this fucking graveyard, 60,000 buried people? That's insane.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Thousands.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's like a tenth of El Paso's, well, maybe not a tenth, but like close to a tenth of El Paso's population. They have like 600,000 people live in El Paso. There's 66,000 buried in a cemetery downtown. Unreal.
That's crazy.
It's downtown?
Yeah. It's like downtown El Paso. It's just a big, dirt pile. There's fucking buildings all around it. And then there's just a giant cemetery with 6,000 dead people in it. Right off 10.
That'd be a great place to play Ouija board.
fuck, man.
66,000 souls at your fingertips.
All kinds of stuff, because then you wouldn't know who you're talking to.
Yeah, you ask them their name. They'll tell you. You spell it out on the board.
Yeah, letters. But if they're like, Jose Chavez, you're like, which Jose Chavez?
Well, yeah. I'll ask for a middle name and some identifying features.
Specify.
Yes, I need. But a you're birth like
Jose Chavez, like 1876, or Jose Chavez 19.
Yeah, what's your birth certificate registration number? You know, who's your mother, father?
Right.
Right. So we can at least track some genealogy and get down to the, you know, what's needed.
Yeah.
Well, you got to ask the important questions.
Got to ask the important questions.
Everyone knows that.
All right, brother, we're going to move on. We're going to take one last call for the night, but we appreciate you calling in. That's pretty wild. Concordia.
Hey, drive safe on that road trip.
Hell yeah.
Are you guys done yet, or you still got more to go?
Dude, we're landed, brother. We're here. We're in El Paso.
Oh,
we're
right good. On.
No more. I'll be flying back to Virginia on Tuesday.
You made it.
Made it.
Mate.
Don't take any of those trapped souls from that graveyard home with you, though.
Shit, dude. They saved us. We're good.
Right on. All right. Thanks for the call.
All right, boys. Love you guys. Y'all be good.
Cheers.
Yeah, take care.
Bye. Take care.
60? That's got to be on a record for
big old graveyard.
60,000. I don't think you can get a grave site in Kelowna anymore. They're all full. There's no more grave. You have to get cremated.
No more room for dead people. Get out.
I'll get you one.
Get me a grave site?
You hey, just you tell me where you want to be buried.
You need a graveyard?
I'll get you there
by 3 p.m. tomorrow.
I'm just going to bury myself in the backyard. That's what I'm putting in my will.
Right next to the dogs.
Yeah.
Whatever. You're dead. Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Throw me out with the garbage.
Fucking put me anywhere. All right. One last call for the evening. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, it's Noah.
Hey, Noah.
How's it going?
You always like to call in right at the end. Do you wait on purpose?
Yeah. He sneaks it in.
No, this is just spontaneous for me, honestly.
Okay. What do you got for us?
So you remember that last call I made about how I thought I saw something in the backyard, or like I had an idea maybe there's something in my backyard. Remember that?
I do kind of remember. Saw that. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm now convinced that's a ghost because I think now the outside of my house is fucking haunted.
The outside is haunted?
I'm convinced it. The exterior or surroundings of my house is haunted. I believe it is now because ever since then, I have been hearing voices all around me whenever I go outside at night, and there's no one else outside in the neighborhood. I always check. And it's fucking creepy.
How do you check? Visually? Do you
what happens is usually it's like once a week this happens. I don't know why it always happens. Like once a week, it happens like out of nowhere, spontaneous. And then when it does, I have to check all around my surroundings first and then look around my entire neighborhood from every angle possible to make sure there's no one else outside that is echoing noises or anything. But the thing is, these voices are when I hear them, they're right up to my ear. But I always have to check to make sure my neighborhood's like quiet and empty. The thing is, it's winter now, and out here in Illinois, it's 5 below, and there's nobody going outside at 5 below unless you're taking the dogs out. But no one's out there when I'm taking my dogs out. So,
and they're right in your
ear. That's how I feel, man. Yeah, right in my ear. Like last week, for example, I was just taking my dogs out for to use the restroom at night. All of a sudden, as in the middle of it, I all of a sudden hear this. It sounded like a little girl doing this creepy little giggle, right, almost near my ear. And I'm like, what? I look around my house where I'm at. There's nobody there. I check all the houses all around the neighborhood that are around my house. No one's outside. I'm like, that's not right.
What do they say to you?
Well, that was just one of them. The recent one was like 2 days ago. I'm taking my dogs out. All of a sudden, I hear another one, and it's a male voice. I hear him say, "Hey, Noah."
Oh, it knows your name.
Huh? Yeah, they said my name, and I'm like, huh? I check to make sure there's no one in my neighborhood that maybe has echoed it, from across the street or anything. I'm looking, but there's nobody there. Nobody's from my neighborhood.
What's his cadence like, this creature? Because you said it like, hey, Noah, like he's a friend. Is that how he says it?
Yeah, it just sounds like as if it was just a friend. I'm like, huh? And I say, yeah, but the thing is, I'm not friends with anybody in the neighborhood. I don't know nobody in my neighborhood, really. Like, I don't really talk with neighbors or anything, so I don't really know my neighbors at all. And I don't.
Was it a male or a
me.
Female voice?
It was a, this time. This time it was a male voice. Yeah, this was a male.
Young or old? Or middle
age? Close to my age, like somewhere my age, because I'm 25.
So, yeah, young person.
Young.
Now, yeah. Is it?
Oh yeah.
Is it possible that you're hearing it from a window? Like someone's calling your name from a neighboring window. Is that a possibility?
No, the thing is, I don't think so. Cause again, it was right around where I am standing and at my house. I would have heard if it was from a neighboring house, I would have heard an echo from in the wind even, but it didn't. It was like almost right near me on my property. And there's no one there. There's nobody around there. There's nobody outside my house. There's no windows open or anything. And I'm like, okay. And after that, I said, nope, I'm done. I took my dogs in. I never went out again for the night. I just stayed inside the whole night.
That's a smart thing to do.
Smart, for sure.
Yeah.
If you don't know what's in your ear, what's in your head, stay inside.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a tough one to tell. So was it like?
So how often is it recurring now, or was it just a one off? Or
the thing is, none of this started happening until after I called you guys about that one incident from the backyard, and I think it's because I may have upset some ghosts or anything, or if I triggered something. But when I made that call to you guys about that, I was outside, like right around the area where I noticed it. I was right outside when I called you guys about that and told you about it. So I don't know if that triggered something or whatnot. I don't know if that did anything, but ever since that call I made, shit like that's been starting up. So
it's our fault. Are you blaming us?
He's blaming us.
I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming myself for this.
Well, there's only one way to see it. Let us know if more stuff happens now that you've called it and you've brought more attention to it. Does more things happen? That's going to be the only way to
Does it start doubling now? Because last time you said you called... You start hearing it in your ear more, and now you call again. Take care of yourself out there.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely taking care of myself. Heck, I made sure not to call you guys outside tonight. I'm in my house now doing this, so I keep myself safe. Just in case.
It's wise.
Oh yeah.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for calling in, ending the show tonight.
Well, thank you very much. Have a nice night.
First Cosmic Channels of 2022.
See you, Noah.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
See ya.
Boom, and that's it. First channel, Cosmic Channels of the year.
In the bag.
The next one will be 2 weeks from today. I don't got my calendar up. Anyone got a calendar up?
I can't get it up. It'll be January 23rd.
January 23rd, next Cosmic Channels. Same time, same cosmic place. Can't miss it.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.